Ezra chapter 10. And as Ezra was praying, and as he was confessing, weeping, and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large convocation of men and women and children of Israel gathered around him. For the people wept with many tears. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, started to speak and said to Ezra, "We have acted treacherously against our God, and we have brought foreign women from the various countries into our homes. But now there is hope for Israel despite this. So now, let us make a covenant with our God to remove all the women and those born by them in line with the advice of the Lord and those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Get up, for the matter is your responsibility, and we are with you. Be strong and act." And Ezra got up and adjured the high-ranking priests, the Levites, and all Israel to act according to these words. And they swore. Then Ezra got up from his position before the house of God, and he went to the office of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. Having arrived there, he did not eat bread, and he did not drink water, because he was mourning over the perverseness of the deportees. And they had it proclaimed in Judah and Jerusalem for all the deportees to be gathered in Jerusalem, and that as for anyone who did not come within 3 days, according to the advice of the officials and elders, all his property would be confiscated, and he would be excluded from the convocation of the deportees. At this, all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered in Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the open at the house of God, trembling at the matter and because of the rain. Then Ezra the priest arose and said to them, "You have acted perversely and brought foreign women into your homes, so adding to Israel's guilt. So now make a confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will, and separate yourselves from the various peoples of the land and from foreign women." And the whole convocation answered and said in a loud voice, "We must indeed act according to your words. But the people are many, and it is the season of rain, and we do not have the fortitude to endure outside, and the operation is not a matter of 1 day, nor is it of 2, for we have transgressed greatly in this matter. Please let our officials of the whole convocation superintend, and let everyone who has brought foreign women into his home in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of each city, with its judges, until the fury of our God's anger is averted from us, until this matter is over." And indeed it was Jonathan the son of Asahel, and Jahzeiah the son of Tikvah, who superintended this, while Meshulam and Shabbathai the Levite helped them. So the deportees did this. And Ezra the priest, and the men who were paternal heads of their paternal house, were all separated by name, and they sat on the 1st day of the 10th month to investigate the matter. And they finished investigating all the men who had brought foreign women into their homes by the 1st day of the 1st month. And among the sons of the priests who had brought foreign women into their homes, the following were found. Of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the sons of his brothers, were Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Jarib, and Gedaliah. And they pledged to remove their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their guilt. And among the sons of Immer were Hanani and Zebadiah. And among the sons of Harim were Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah. And among the sons of Pashhur were Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethaneel, Jozabad, and Elasa. And among the Levites were Jozabad, and Shimi, and Kelaiah, he is Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. And among the singers was Eliashib. And among the gatekeepers were Shalum and Telem and Uri. And among Israel, among the sons of Parosh, were Ramiah and Jiziah and Malkijah and Miamin and Eleazar and Malkijah and Benaiah. And among the sons of Elam were Mattaniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Eliah. And among the sons of Zattu were Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Jeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. And among the sons of Bibai were Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. And among the sons of Bani were Meshulam, Maluk, and Adaiah, Jashub, and Sheal, and Jeremoth. And among the sons of Pahath Moab were Adnah, and Kalal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, and Binui, and Manasseh. And among the sons of Harim were Eliezer, Ishijah, Malkijah, Shemaiah, Shimon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Among the sons of Hashum were Mattanai, Mattata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremai, Manasseh, and Shimi. Among the sons of Bani were Maadai, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, Bedeiah, Kelahai, Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattanai, and Jaasai, and Bani, and Binui, and Shimi, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adaiah, Machnadabai, Shashai, Sharai, Azarel, and Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Among the sons of Nebo were Jeiel, Mattithiah, Zabad, Zabinah, Jadai, and Joel, and Benaiah. All these married foreign women, and there are among them women by whom they begot sons.